What's up, Tweenerheads? Welcome back to another Tweenerhead Tennis video today here on the channel. And today we have a very special interview, ITA Division III Cup winner, Jackie, who joins us all the way from Wesleyan. I was very happy to go and do an in-person interview, so it's been a while, but we're very appreciative to have Jackie on the channel to talk about her experience, her struggling her freshman year to now finding her form and performing at 100% this year as a sophomore, and we can't wait for you guys to listen to this conversation. But before you guys do, make sure you are subscribed to the Tweenerhead Tennis channel. We would love to have you guys joining us. And now enjoy our interview with ITA Cup winner Jackie.
That's fantastic.
Wrapping list, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Jackie, I can't thank you enough for being here with us today. Surprisingly, it only took me 2 hours to get here.
Which is good. It was just fast enough.
Yeah. Which is fast enough. Yeah. But thank you again for joining us today. ITA Master Cup champion, only a sophomore. She's literally a decade younger than me. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for letting me do this. No, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think the first part that we have to start with is your title run. Walk us through that experience for you.
Starting from regionals?
No, let's go from regionals.
Yeah, so that was, I think, in September. We had just played like a UConn invite the weekend before, and that went really well. I feel like it's a completely like different position to be in as a freshman, which, by the way, I did not do great my freshman year.
Okay.
I was still figuring out college, and I didn't like make it past regionals.
Okay.
But yeah, this year I feel like it was just like a different position to be in because it was like there was some leadership involved as well because with like the freshmen that we had coming in, and I felt like I could use what I had learned the year before and like with all the like match play I had gotten in the spring, that I like kind of I felt like more grounded and prepared. And I was just like really excited to be there because I got to like do a redo of of this tournament. I had waited a year. And so regionals went pretty well. I remember in my second match, actually, I was down 4-8 in the tiebreak.
Okay.
And then I came back and I won that match. And that kind of was the first time where I felt like, oh,
okay.
Like if I just stay a little bit more tough, I can make any match like work out.
Okay.
And then I think like the biggest thing, I wasn't really focused on how I was playing. I was just trying to be like mentally more engaged and just like focusing specifically on like having as much fun as I could because there's like no other thing I'd want to do than be on court. So I don't know. I guess I kind of just like won a point here, won a point there, and then that was regionals.
And so when you got to, because it was in Georgia, correct?
Yeah.
When you got to Georgia, did you have a goal set in mind, or was your goal just to get through regionals just to make it?
I feel like my biggest goal was, again, to just have fun and just be, like, grateful. I think it's, like, really easy to just get nervous or to think about, oh, well, like, I'm here, like, I want to win the whole thing. I, like, tried to just completely abstract from that, and I was just like, I worked so hard to get to this point, and I'm just so grateful to be here, and focusing on, like, some type of outcome, like, as natural as that is, I feel like that wasn't what I was trying to do, and I just wanted to, completely not focus on that, and just, like, play because I wanted to be there, yeah.
Okay, and it's funny that you mentioned that too, because I feel like not a lot of people put that fun into that perspective. Hopefully no one just walked in. Because not a lot of people kind of look at I'm just going to use the word fun here because you did. That word fun is so picked apart when you're competing, especially in a high pressure situation with a tournament like that or regionals or even just a single dual match. How did you develop that mentality to kind of just play for fun rather than focus on the results?
I don't know like how like much personal like stuff I should share, but like last year I was really sick.
Okay.
And even though I was playing like pretty well, and you can really tell, you can definitely tell like a big difference from even my fall season to last spring, where I was just like super sick. I was like having these problems, and at some point I was just like, I'm just so happy. I feel good. I like, there's like literally nothing that would make me happier than just being like healthy.
Okay.
And now that I have that, I first of all, I have more like energy, and like I have more, like I can be in the present moment.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you're not having fun, then like, why are you doing it at all? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I really like to compete, and just like any other tennis player, I like to win also. So
that's fair. That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's an easy way of kind of describing that in that sense, because for you, when you look at the overall kind of outwards looking in, you're not going to get this chance in college again. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I feel like that's kind of what made it so special. It's, again, as much as, like I said, everyone likes to win, and like the it like feels good, but when it doesn't go your way, I feel like it's really easy to get down on yourself. And so what I guess like what everyone's trying to do is to find a way to like feel all those emotions of gratitude and like fun and like all these positive emotions, even when it doesn't go your way. And so I feel like I just focused on like being grateful when I'm at practice, because I remember how like last year it would be like physically just painful to be there.
Just kind of just trying to push yourself to just finish it.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas now it's like, I can like, I'm lucky enough to be able to focus on specific things I can work on. And I feel like when you're truly like, I guess locked in, you could say you practice your match, you're not really thinking about that outcome, but you're just focusing on like, what can I do? Or like, when you start focusing on the strategy, I feel like, of the game, instead of just, oh, I'm missing or they're missing, then it's like more interesting.
Yeah. Like. And for you too, do you kind of try to teach that? I know you're only a sophomore now, but do you try to teach that to your teammates, or is that something that you try to project when you're on the court?
Yeah, I think, of course, like, nobody's perfect, and I definitely have like days where I'm not doing that, and that's, I feel like that's okay. That's part of it. I feel like if you don't get upset, that means you don't care sometimes.
That's fair.
I think I try to encourage it. Yeah. I think that's for everyone to find for themselves. And I think that might look different for everyone, but I feel like our team already has a lot of those qualities, and everyone does show up to practice like ready to work and excited. And even when people are worried about schoolwork or exams or something, I feel like maybe reminders is a better idea instead of implementing, because I feel like everyone already has that.
Okay. And so what would be one thing that you have learned from your teammates in these 2 years? Because if this is what you're kind of trying to, like you said, your team already kind of has that positivity and that essence of fun, what's one thing that you take from your teammates that you've incorporated, or is one quality that you've kind of absorbed from them?
I just want to give a quick thank you to our two juniors abroad, Layla and Sarah.
Okay.
I think they're in like Sweden and Denmark, and so they were the only people, like upperclassmen, there when all four of us freshmen came in.
Okay.
At least in the fall, and they like made a really big thing about energy and like body language, and they like really held us accountable, and I'm very grateful that they did, because it truly does make a difference. I feel like it's really difficult to start that, especially like when you're coming from junior tennis. It's like, you know, people are like throwing balls, like, you know, hunched shoulders, whatever. And I feel like we make a really strong point of trying to like project like good body language, and our coach Freed does a really important job of reminding us of affirmations and journaling and all these things that can better prepare your mind, especially when you're playing. So I feel like it's like an entire group effort of just reminding yourself that you're not only playing for yourself, you're playing for your teammates, and everyone wants you to succeed. And so you should use that. Yeah.
Do you journal a lot?
Yeah, I've definitely gotten more into it. Yeah.
Okay. Is it more of a routine, or do you just journal things about your match?
Mm-hmm. So before I came to Wesleyan, I would just like journal for fun, kind of mindless, honestly.
Okay.
And then what really helped me was having a structure. I think most people on the team have this layout of like three things I'm grateful for, which I feel like can be hard at the start, but you get the hang of it. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have like your affirmation, which for everyone on our team is really like different. Like for everyone, it varies.
Okay.
Like somebody on our team has a, I'm a duck, or somebody has, I'm a effing rock star. And I think they're like all awesome.
Duck.
Yeah.
Who can we know who's the duck?
This is on the men's team, actually.
Who can I ask, or is that more private?
Yeah, Max Liddon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Max is a duck, apparently. What does that mean anything for him?
I think his coach once told him to be swift on the water like a duck, like very poised, and then
that's insane.
Moving your feet.
So, I love that.
So yeah, I actually really like that one.
That's a very that's a great one. Yeah. So be a duck. That's fantastic.
So I guess it's different for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I would like write my affirmations, and I think that one that I've struggled most with, especially last year, was three things that you're proud of, because it's really easy to be like, well, like I haven't done anything, you know, productive today, or I haven't like won something today, or I don't know, like it's really hard, I feel like, to find things you're proud of. And I feel like the more you can mindfully like look out for things in your day, it can be as simple as like, oh, like I made my bed, which is really silly,
but it's
I feel
small
like that's
things.
Where you have to start with. You can't be proud of yourself for like something like bigger if you can't even appreciate the small things you do. So.
Oh wow! So did that take you a while to kind of?
I'm still working on it.
I'm still working. That's perfect. because it's not. It's never going to be easy, especially when you've. It's almost like a comeback to. This is what I can do. Mm-hmm. I just wish it happened in the past, right? But that's the hard part.
But I think the most important part about it, and especially with the journaling, is just like you're in the present. Mm-hmm. Because, sure, like I guess when you're looking for things you're proud of, obviously it's like things you did earlier that day, but it's just more so of like, how can I feel this sense of, I don't know, like humble pride? I guess that's like a contradiction, but I guess it's more of like, how do I feel this humble self-confidence and gratitude like right now, like what are some things that can help ground me?
And one thing that I've kind of been doing this with, interviewing different people and understanding what they've been going through, the thing that someone told me once was, you can't, it's not cockiness, it's just more competitiveness. Like there's a fine line between cocky and competitive, and you have to find that line of when your competitiveness becomes too much, right? And so it's just finding that balancing act of, you can be really nice, you get onto the court, but then there's someone across the net from you that you have to beat. It's not like you're competing to beat that person across the net. It's not like you're trying to be cocky towards them, it's you're trying to be competitive to win.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's something that people have to figure out also when they get to college, because you're kind of still gauging like, oh, like I feel like when we're playing our matches, we're like one of the loudest teams out there. And I feel like some teams that we play will be like, oh my god, like but I feel like we're within like a range of, we're just loud because, I mean, ultimately you're there because you really want to compete and to win. And so it's, I think it's more exciting when we play like louder teams.
Okay.
And then I guess in the context of like an individual tournament, yeah, I think you're right. There is like a fine line between, oh, I'm competing, and oh, I'm being disrespectful.
Yeah.
I remember in this tournament, even on like changeovers, I'd go to my coach and be like, I'm tougher. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe my opponent can take that a certain way, but I feel like when you're projecting that like confidence onto yourself versus like onto your opponent, like I feel like that's like,
it's different.
It's
different because you're talking to yourself. It's that self-motivation. It's that affirmation that you're believing in yourself and believing in your own game. So when you're at these individual tournaments, how do you bring that energy to the court by yourself, like the tournament that you just won?
Well, I was very fortunate for my teammates to be there with me, because four of us went. And so they were cheering the whole tournament, and we were cheering for each other. And that was honestly special, even compared to, again, other like players that I played with, teams with like the same amount of people that we brought, if not more, that are just like sitting on the bench, not really engaged. And I feel like that's what, that's part of what makes like Wesleyan tennis so special, is that like I felt really supported.
And it's that family coaches, culture.
Yeah, exactly. I felt supported by everyone. And something that like I personally was trying to do to feel like this sense of like fired up, or something to make it as close to a dual match as possible, is just like, let's go us. I feel like I have this like ritual, I guess, where I'm just saying let's go us, or let's go cards, regardless of
where you are.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and it helps a lot. Yeah.
Is that, was that a big culture shock going from playing individuals as a junior to college?
For sure. As a junior, you're just really like in yourself, and someone who's definitely more introverted, you come into college like all quiet, and it's like, whoa, I've never spoken above this volume level before.
I've never gone past it's like, this decibel.
Are you allowed to do that? And then like you, it's almost like I had to practice it. I remember in junior tennis, I would never say let's go, or
you were quiet. Like, on the court.
I definitely wouldn't say it as much, and then I kind of grew into it. And then you start to gauge again, like where to do it. Obviously, like you're not doing it when the person's serving or something, but you're like, you're allowed to do it as much as you'd like, and you're just trying to fire yourself up. And I think for a lot of freshmen, that's tough to buy into, but once everyone on the team buys into something like that, it's like, it's like truly different, and it's really special.
I totally agree.
And I think there's definitely been matches where we've won just because our energy was better, because every person was committed to like cheering.
I love that. And we talked a little bit before we started recording about your background. Russian parents, born in Ireland, grew up in Washington State.
Yeah.
So the three farthest places from here. So for you, what experiences do you take from being from different backgrounds, coming from a different state? How do you think that has helped you be a better tennis player and be the person that you are on court?
I feel like there's a few things I can take from that. The first one being like the sense of support from teammates and family. I feel like, I mean, like I grew up an only child. And my parents grew up only children. So, so it's kind of, it was very different being around so many people, like so much of the time, and I got used to it. And I'm just like grateful that I kind of get to have that, because I'd never had that before. And like, I think this goes for anyone in junior tennis, really, to have a group of people that, you know, like have your back, and that you're doing what you love with, is just like really different. And so I think personally, I really appreciated that. The second thing being, I feel like it's interesting because we actually have two international students. One is Macy Carlos, who's from the Philippines. And then another one is Natalia Leroy, who is my doubles partner this fall from Mexico. And I feel like it's really cool to see people from different like cultures on our team. I'm like always passionate about like learning languages and cultures and stuff. So I think I get to appreciate everyone's different backgrounds.
How do you think that gives you a different perspective on everything?
Can you like specify?
In great rebuttal. How do you think, in terms of, because from my own personal experience, coming from an international background and then moving to the States and moving to maybe a circle that's more closed off, how has your view on seeing that kind of expanded your knowledge on college or the whole situation? Because you were also, you trained in Florida by yourself. So if we were to go along those lines, what has that taught you, like, at, like growing up as a person?
I think that it's this, like, getting to college has shifted my perspective that there's a lot of things going on outside, like, outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And as, like, natural as it is for people to, like, go inwards, I think it's important to learn how to be, like, vulnerable with other people.
Okay.
I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I'm still also learning to do is, I think, how do you act in, like, a group setting, and how do you trust people, and how do you open yourself to like, all the support they have to give, and how do you open yourself to, like, these relationships? And mm-hmm. I feel like my background, like, somewhat helps with that, because mm-hmm. I've moved around a lot, and I'm, like, learning how to get better at, like, communication. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. And Jackie, I can't thank you enough for your time today. I would just want to ask you a couple more questions for your coach. What's one, and I like to put this in a phrase with using their name, Freedism. Like, what's a Mike Freedism that he says all the time?
That he says all the time. I'm trying to remember exactly how he says it, but he likes to quote this thing that he saw, I think, in, like, a Peloton video or something. It's that we're all masterpieces and works in progress at the same time. So you can appreciate where you're at right now, but you can always keep working.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Is that like the best piece of advice he's given you so far? Or is there another one that has stuck with you since last year?
I need to think about that one.
That's okay. Yeah.
He tells me a lot of things.
That's fair. Mike has a lot of knowledge that he's able to offer you guys, especially running this program.
I guess the biggest thing that's kind of the most, like, defining factor of Coach Freed is being selfless.
Okay.
I think he has taught, like, myself and everyone who has been in West tennis and in, like, West athletics is how important it is to, I guess, like, do things for those around you. And it's not, mm-hmm. like, it's not about yourself. It's about a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this gratitude and, like, being humble goes, I feel like, really well into that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's, like, taught us all how to care for one another and what it means to be a good teammate. And mm-hmm. I feel like he is so selfless himself that he sets an example every day.
I love that. And Jackie, looking forward, what would be a goal that you have for the end of this year?
For the end of this year?
Yeah. Doesn't have to be tennis specific. It could be anything.
I think a simple one would be to just keep finding gratitude and fun in what I'm doing.
Okay.
I feel like it can be really easy to get, like, bogged down in details, or, like, oh, this shot isn't working, or, oh, I need to do this better. This has to be better. I think just appreciating the process mm-hmm. and showing up every day and putting in the same amount of work, if not more, and just continuing to do what I can to be better at least 1% every day.
I love that. Jackie, thank you again so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
No, of course.